It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
There is a big hot pot of Swiftie tea coming from Britain out of all places in a Daily Mail tabloid. And it's that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to be announcing their breakup on September 28th. So before you like wreck your car out of shock and dismay, know that this is a tabloid coming from from Britain. So we really don't know. But what it is it got leaked pictures of what's most likely a fake PR contract, but it shows details of when the breakup will be announced and how it will be managed. It says the announcement will be gracious, respectful, and stress mutual respect. It also states that Taylor and Travis are both committed to their careers and personal growth. They will remain friends and wish each other the best. So this document was supposedly drawn up by an LA PR firm called Full Scope, but they're denying it came from them and threatening to get their lawyers involved. So the PR firm they said it was from is saying no. So most likely fake, but I feel like this has been the first like really kind of large suspicion that Taylor and Travis are going to break up. Like they've only had like good green lit
positivity
PR spotlight. So this is kind of the first thing to be like, ooh,
I feel like anything with Taylor, people think is like suspicious. Like everything is planned. Is this relationship real? Is it all a PR stunt? I mean, honestly, I love this couple. I don't think it's a PR stunt. I don't think they're going to break up September 28th. I think anything that Taylor wants covered up is going to be covered up. There's no way anything ever gets leaked. I don't know what it's like to make it as mega stars like they are. Like, can they actually make it with that much attention and busy schedules? Who knows? But if there's ever like an ideal couple, it is them. Like, she made it to games, he made it to Eras tours. Like, they're busy enough but also far enough from their career where they're not too busy. I think there's no chance they break up. I think there's no chance this is a PR stunt. I think they're the real deal, guys.
I do think that Taylor could get anything covered up that she wanted to, but I do believe that Taylor's calculations, like, that we know like how she runs her business and how she runs like her music and all that, is so calculated that I don't doubt for a second that her breakup is going to be calculated too and how she announces it to the people. That was what I like almost believed, was that she would like set out a date to announce her breakup, but it's just not real that it's happening right now. But I guess we'll see if it ever happens. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
This is hot off the press. The Dancing with the Stars was just released with their celebrity lineup for season 33, which is going to be premiering really soon on Tuesday, September 17th on ABC. So two of the contestants we already knew. They already dropped them earlier than today. And they are Anna Dulvey and Olympic gymnast Steven. He's like the
pommel horse guy.
With you
the
know
glasses
him.
And looking like Clark Kent. Yeah.
Yes. So we already knew them, but then the rest of the cast was just revealed. Some of them are The Bachelor's Joey. I know you were freaking out about
him.
That, AV. She literally
him.
Screamed. So Joey's going to be competing. NBA champion Dwight Howard is going to be competing. Phaedra Parks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta is going to be on there as well. Tori Spelling from Beverly Hills 90210 is going to be on there. Jen Tran from The Bachelorette. That's always like a popular theme for people on Dancing with the Stars. They're either like from The Bachelor or from like a Real Housewives, or they're an athlete. So those are probably like the most known people that are going to be on season 33.
The dude from Family Matters is on there too. Carl Winslow, man.
Shout him out.
Carl Winslow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The dad.
The dad, man. I haven't seen that dude in forever.
I know.
I saw him in the lineup. I was like, that's hilarious.
I'm a little disappointed.
You don't think that they're big enough names? I feel like they went over to the streaming for a while and they didn't have big names, but I felt like they came back. I thought it was pretty strong.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, I'm
Real
mad
Housewives
because
cast,
you're starting to run out of celebrities. A lot of it's been on for several seasons.
Yeah, what is it, season 33?
I know they're running out of people, but they rumored that Travis Kelce was going to do it. That Jason was going to do it. So I was a little upset.
I think he would have dominated that thing. Yeah. If not having Jason is a disappointment. If I had to pick a winner, though, I think that Pommel Horse guy has got a shot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know
he's going to make me uncomfortable.
I think they changed the judging, but like, look, he's an Olympic gymnast. You have to have rhythm to be able to do all that stuff. Like doing all those crazy tricks in the Pommel Horse.
Like he knows timing. He has rhythm. He has balance. He has strength. Lots of qualities to make a good dancer.
And I think the just coming off the Olympics, the country loves him. So I know there's some fan voting and I know there's judging. I think he's got a legit shot. Go Pommel
Horse.
Here
for the Pommel Horse, man. Baby, this is Ben Hanna's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.